Amen. I love that. When I tell you you're my children, you are my children.
You know why? That's because the Word of God is the will of God. And God can only speak truth. Let's go, please, to Romans chapter 10. We're going to look at some familiar scriptures this morning, but it's some things that I've been thinking about off and on. Some things regarding God's Word and the believing of that Word. You know, it's the believing of God's Word that it's the believing of that word that will cause us to walk on that word without fear. The more we believe God's word, the less the senses information that we are looking at, that we are feeling, that we are seeing will mean to us. That's believing. Believing is the title deed, right? It's a title deed to things prayed for. I can look at a broken arm and I see the broken arm. But if Father has told me to minister, and I know that Jesus Christ made that available, then the truth of what Jesus Christ did has to be more real than the broken arm I'm seeing. Otherwise, I'll have to deal with fear. That's why we keep building God's Word in our life. And it's not just like that when it comes to healing. It's like that with anything. It's like that when we confront devil spirits. It's like that when we confront unbelief. It's like that when we confront people who want to do you harm or hurt you in any way. It's the believing of God's word that'll keep you peaceful, keep you patient. See? And we get to where we just wait on our God. And we heard it in manifestation, didn't we? He wants to bless us. He's a God of love. You look at the life of the Lord Jesus Christ and his ministry. He who has seen me has seen who? Right. He gets done teaching. He's walking. A leper says, Lord, if you will, you heal me. I will. Done. Blind man yelling. Disciples trying to shut him up. Jesus Christ said, what do you want? I want to see. Okay. He who has seen me as what? Something, isn't it? So, well, let's just start here. Romans chapter 10 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved or delivered. For with the heart, or it is with the heart, man believes unto what?
Righteousness.
And with the mouth, it is confession made unto salvation, or it is confessed unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believes on him shall not be ashamed or put to shame or disappointed in their expectations. It is by simply believing that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead and confessing him as Lord according to the instruction that we receive from God's word that we are delivered. And we're delivered from a lot at that instant. If you know anything about the wrath to come, if you know anything about death, the grave, any of those things, we are delivered from a lot just at this point. And it's by what? It's by believing. It's by believing. And believing comes by, it says in verse 17, believing comes by
hearing.
And hearing by what?
The Word of God.
The Word of God. That's what builds believing. That's where believing comes from. The Word of God. The Word of God. The Word of God. The Word of God. And we have the Spirit of God. And the more time we spend in the Word of God, the more God can teach us. But it's God's Word. It's not something that we take lightly. It's not something that we ignore. It's not something that we make a religion out of. It's God's Word. It's God's Word. And God's Word comes to pass when it's believed. Period. Period. And when it doesn't come to pass, it's because it's not believed. But it's still what? It's still God's Word. Let's go to Romans chapter 5. Go back a few pages. Believing. In verse 1 of this chapter, it says, therefore, being justified by faith or believing, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of what Jesus Christ did, we are at peace with God. God is not at enmity with us. God is not withholding from us. By whom, verse 2, Jesus Christ, also we have access by, and it should read, the believing, into this grace. And this grace here is opposed to the law. By believing into this grace wherein we stand. And boast. In hope of the glory of God. Isn't that something? We boast regarding our future. And not only, but we boast in tribulation. We boast in tribulation. Now, we're going to look a little more at this in a minute. I almost like the word, I mean, boast is what it means, but it's almost shine. We shine in mental pressure. We shine. We can boast in it. We can shine in it. Because of the grace that we stand in by believing. Okay. Then it says, we boast in mental pressure also, knowing that mental pressure worketh or produces what? Patience. And patience produces experience. You're supposed to supply that produces. And experience produces hope. Now, is it the mental pressure that produces this patience? No. What is it that produces the patience?
Boasting.
It's the standing in the grace by believing. You understand? That's what produces the patience. And the patience here, and you guys know this, it's the word hupomone. It's a bearing up under, but it's not just a putting up with. It's with a cheerfulness. It's with a goal in mind. It's with an expected outcome. We're patient in hope. It's one of the places where this word's used. See? So it's not the mental pressure that produces the patience. Oh, I just got to bear up under. and I will learn patience. This is God teaching me patience. That's exactly what people do. What a trick. No, it is putting God's word to the test that produces the patience. Stand on God's word when the mental pressure comes. Stay put on God's word. Don't succumb to the senses. And then you will see the result of God's word. And that will produce what? Pretty cool, huh? And that patience will produce experience. This word experience, it's a proven integrity. It produces, well, it produces a proven integrity. You stay put on God's word. You've put it to the test. That's where you stand. That's where you stay put. And you do it patiently with an expected outcome. And then that produces hope. Now, this is somewhat figurative. It's not what produces the hope. But that hope becomes more and more real. And it is that hope, the reality of the hope, that will allow you to live as a pilgrim and a sojourner in this earth. Without that hope, you're going to put your eggs in this life. You understand? And you're going to be afraid to walk out on God's word. You're going to be afraid to walk out on believing. And that believing of God's word produces great reward. We'll see that in a few minutes. Let's go to... Oh! I wanted to read one more verse. And hope maketh not ashamed. It will not disappoint. Because the love of God, and we dealt with this verse a few weeks ago, the love of God is shed or poured out in our hearts by Holy Spirit, which is given unto us. That's quite a loaded verse. But you know, that Holy Spirit, that gift of Holy Spirit, which is a demonstration of God's love being poured out, it's also a token of what we have coming in the future. How critical that is to the life and the walk of a believer. And when it comes to ministering God's word, when it comes to ministering Jesus Christ, we cannot be so quick to coddle the unbelief of the one that we're dealing with and rob them of the great joy of tasting Spirit and be more concerned and love them enough. Now walk with God, but love them enough that they can honestly from their own heart know that Jesus Christ is coming back and that they will be gathered together with Him, rather than being concerned about them being comfortable or not. Because unbelief is never comfortable. Not when you're standing in the face of light. It's never comfortable. Don't make it comfortable. That's not our job. Our job is to walk with our Heavenly Father. Our job is to say what He would have said. Don't worry about comfort. Okay? I want people to be uncomfortable if they're unbelieving. Don't you? I don't want them to be comfortable around me. What does that say about me? Not much, right? They need to be uncomfortable, but I can still walk with great love, can't I? Absolutely. Absolutely. You don't enjoy another person's discomfort, but you walk with the Father and endeavor to love them out of it. with God's word. Right? Because that's the only thing that brings deliverance. James chapter 1. What a great privilege we have to even go for this stuff, to even think about this stuff, to even pursue this kind of thing. You know, the spiritual realm is so far above the physical realm. And it's going to be by believing that we're going to see and taste of what's available according to God's word from that spiritual realm. God is spirit. The words that are in this book, they're spirit, they're life. That's their source. You know, when that leper asked Jesus Christ, if thou wilt, thou heal me, and Jesus Christ said, I will. What happened?
He was healed.
So? Requires some believing. Jesus Christ spoke those words that God had given him to speak, and what happened? Has God changed? No. No. You know, for God so loved the world. So when we're in situations with men and women and we're speaking God's word, will God give you what you need? Sure He will. It's really not a matter of God's willingness. It is most often a matter of your readiness or my readiness. My willingness to believe and to obey. In James chapter 1, verse 3. It's kind of similar to what we just read in Romans 5. Knowing that the trying or the trial or the proving of your believing works or produces what?
Patience.
It produces patience. And again, well, let's read verse 2 first. Well, we're going to read it second. My brethren, count it all joy or consider it all joy when you fall or are encompassed with many temptations. Count it joy. Knowing this, that the trying of your believing produces what? Patience. It's not the temptation that produces the patience, is it? What is it? Huh?
Believing.
The trial of your believing. The proving, the putting to the test of your believing. Count it all joy. Count it joy when you are encompassed about with many temptations. Because what is it you're going to see? You're going to see God's word come to pass. You're going to see God work. You're going to hear God. He's going to work in you. Is that a blessing? Huh?
Yeah.
You know, Jim and I were talking a little earlier, and he was in a situation at the halfway house. And, you know, he's brought something up. You know, one of the folks talked about, you know, Jesus being God, and it's been said before, and he'd never really addressed it, but then addressed it, And the result was, is this guy's gone to the Word on his own and he's seeing it. But the thing is that, you know, for a year or so, never said a word. But that was the time. You understand? That, see, and you think that was a bummer for Jim? Oh, man, I wish I'd have said something 6 months ago. No! God worked! It's like, isn't that awesome? Or when you're ministering to somebody, or somebody has a need, and you're speaking God's word, and you're just loving them with the love of God, and God works. That's a joy. Or you're faced with a situation. Maybe it's financial. Maybe it's physical. Maybe it's a job. Maybe whatever the heck it is, and you go to the Father. You go to the Father, and you get the deliverance. That was a real bummer, wasn't it? No! It's a joy. Because you see God work. He's answering prayer. He's working in you, and you're growing. You're growing in believing. You know, we sang earlier, I'm unafraid. Let's not be afraid. Not be afraid to step out on God's word. Just to step out on God's word. You know? What's the worst that's going to happen? I don't know. That depends on the situation, I guess. But why not step out on God's word? Count it all joy. Now let's go to 1 Peter chapter 1. And I think this is where we're going to close, but okay, let's start in verse 2, chapter 1. It says, elect, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. The elect, sanctified by Spirit. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again. We're born again unto a living hope. A living hope. By way of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. To an inheritance. Incorruptible means it doesn't decay. Undefiled means it's pure. And that fadeth not away. It's perpetual. It'll never end. You know, Jim and I were talking earlier about some things about the hope, and there's a lot in God's word about our hope. But there's more that isn't. There are just things where God just pulls that curtain back a little bit. You know. All of eternity to display His grace in His kindness to us. That's all that is. There's a bitter. What does that mean? See? I don't know. But it's a living hope. And this is what we were saved unto. Then it says, to an inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled, fades not away, reserved in heaven for you. Who you, are kept. And this word kept, it's a word that means to keep watch. It's like a sentinel. Keeps guard, watches. Okay? You're kept, you're watched over, you're guarded, is what it means. You, who? You, elect. You, who are guarded, kept watch over by the power of God. Isn't that neat? By the power of God. Through believing. Unto or for a salvation or a deliverance ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein you greatly rejoice, or literally leaping for joy is what that means. Wherein leaping for joy, though now for a season, a short time, if need be, you are in grief or sadness through manifold, multifaceted, what?
Temptations.
That the trial, the putting to the test of your believing. Now, that putting to the test of your believing, this is what God says. These words are spirit. This isn't senses. That trial, that putting to the test of your believing, is more precious. It's more precious. It is worth more than gold that perishes, which means wealth, great wealth. Though it is really, really high quality gold, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the what? See, we pursue believing. We pursue building God's word in our heart. There is deliverance to be had now. There is great joy to be had now in seeing our Heavenly Father work, in seeing Him deliver. Great wisdom to be had now in taking God at His word. But the trial of that believing, the putting to the test of that believing, is worth much at the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that something? Whom having not seen, you love. In whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable, inexpressible. That's what it means, unspeakable joy. It means inexpressible. It's just like, have you ever seen somebody so, they're just like, yeah! They're just so happy, you know? Yes! That's it. Yes! The hope! Joy inexpressible. What do you mean? I don't know! Unexpressible. Full of glory. Receiving the result. The end. The result of your believing. Even the deliverance of your souls. Your lives. And that's speaking of the deliverance to come at the return of Jesus Christ. Isn't that something? See. We call ourselves believers. So let's be what?
Believers.
Let's be believers. Let's be believers. And work at taking God at His word. We just get better at it. We just get better at it. See? And rather than being afraid, and looking at things that tempt or that are mental pressures, things that would perhaps cause concern or doubt or fear, get to the place where we look at these as opportunities to see our Heavenly Father work on our behalf, as He has promised He would do in His Word. And then we get rewarded for that at the return. That's a good deal any way you slice it, isn't it? Our salvation is so awesome. So, and we have a faithful Father. Father, thanks for what a joy it is to know that we have a great hope. And the joy, Father, it is to know that we have Your Spirit residing within, the proof of what we have coming in the future. And to know, Father, that Your Word is something that we can absolutely stand on and believe. Thank You for these things, Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.